Srila Haridas Thakur is stated by Kavi Karnapur in Gorgonor Deshtipika to be a combined incarnation.
Srila?
Haridas Thakur.
He stated as?
He's stated to be a combined incarnation of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, and also of a son of Richika Muni, and who appears to be of the name Mahatapa. It's said that this Muni's son picked a tulsi leaf and without washing it, offered it to Krishna. And then Richika Muni cursed him to become a malecha in his next life. Kavi Karnapur also says that he is born with the qualities equal to Prahlad. This is also stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Haridas is Prahlad. Prahlad is famous for his unwavering devotion to the Lord even under intense torture. And Haridas Thakur also exemplified this. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described in Navadvipa Mahatmya how Brahma became Haridas. There is in Srimad Bhagavatam is described how Brahma stole the calves and cowherd boys of Krishna, which action at least apparently was induced by his rash arrogance. And Brahma later became very repentant, because Brahma is Trikala Darshi. He can see past, present and future. He knew that Krishna would again come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma was afraid that he might commit a similar offense when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So Brahma situated himself in Antadvip, the central island of Navadvip town, and began to meditate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Lord Brahma and told him that when I appear in this world as Gauranga, you will be born in a family of mlechas and will propagate the glories of the holy name and thus bring good fortune to all the living beings. Elsewhere it's stated that he prayed to Krishna that I could take birth in a lowly family so that I don't again fall victim of this false ego. Through Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that even if one is born in what is considered a lowly family, a Vaishnav is the best person of all in human society by his transcendental qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the chanting of the holy names. And among all his many associates, Haridas Thakur is known as Nama Acharya, the Acharya of the holy name. So although from the external social point of view, among Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Haridas was the lowest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the highest position. Vrindavan Das Thakur has commented in Chaitanya Bhagavat that on the Lord's order, Haridas was born in a lowly family just to demonstrate that caste and worldly position have no significance in Krishna consciousness. All scriptures declare that a Vaishnav, even if born in a supposedly lowly family, is still to be worshipped by everybody. How will one's high caste help one if he does not worship Krishna? Notwithstanding his high birth, he will still go to hell. Haridas is taking an apparently low birth is just to demonstrate the veracity of these scriptural statements. In this way, Haridas Thakur is like Prahlad, who was born in a family of demons, and Hanuman, who was born as a monkey. Their low birth is only superficial. The exact place of Haridas Thakur's appearance is not very clear. It's said that he appeared in Burhan, but where exactly that is not very clear.
In which place?
Burhan. B-U-R-H-A-N-A. It's generally considered that this is in the Shatkira, what is presently somewhere in the Shatkira district of Bangladesh. But there are other opinions about this also. Some people say that Haridas was not actually born in a Muslim family, but in a Brahmin family. But his parents died young and he went to live with a Muslim family. Whatever, it appears that Haridas appeared quite some time before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and was already chanting and preaching the glories of the Holy Name prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is famous for his vow to chant 3 lakhs of the Holy Names every day. That's 3 times 64 rounds. He would not eat anything before doing so. But he was also preaching Krishna consciousness. From his very early life, he was Namanishta. He was fixed in the practice of chanting the Holy Name. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, and later when Mahaprabhu went to stay in Puri, Haridas Thakur was a constant associate of the Lord and engaged in chanting and dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself described the glories of Haridas Thakur to his other followers. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Haridas Thakur is the best of all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Now I'm attempting to describe the glories of Haridas Thakur, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself says that these glories are innumerable and unlimited, impossible to fully describe them all. But nevertheless, one may attempt to describe them just for self-purification. Haridas Thakur left home in his youth and he stayed for some time in the forest near Benapur, which is a village which is presently on the border of Bangladesh and West Bengal. And he made a small cottage there, planted a tulsi plant, served tulsi, and sitting in front of tulsi, he would chant 3 lakhs of the Holy Name. Day and night he was chanting. He would beg a little food from Brahmana's house. And even though he was coming from a lowly social background, everyone accorded him the highest respect due to his obvious spiritual potency. There was the local zamindar or landholder was called Ramachandra Khan. He was born in a Brahmin family, but he was very envious of Vaishnavas, and that people gave, he could not tolerate that people gave so much respect to Haridas, and he was always thinking of ways and means to insult or to pull down the statue of Haridas. But he could not find any fault in the character of Haridas. Therefore, he called some prostitutes and revealed a plan to them and told them that you must spoil his character. One very beautiful young prostitute said, I will change his mind. 3 days. She was very confident. So Ramchandra Khan said to her, okay, you go see Haridas Thakur tonight, and I'll send one pike, how do you say that, some armed man, and as soon as you implicate Haridas, he'll catch him. Prostitute said, let me cohabit with him once, and the second time the second time you send your constable. So the young girl, who was very expert in attracting the minds of men, dressed herself very beautifully and demonstrating a very happy mood, went to the cottage of Haridas. Seeing Tulsi there, she offered obeisances. Despite being a prostitute, she still had some kind of culture. And she offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur and stood in front of him. And she exposed part of her body and sat in the doorway and spoke to him in a very sweet voice. She said, oh, great devotee, you are so beautiful in the prime of your youth. Seeing you, what woman could control her mind? I've become very eager to unite with you. If I'm not able to do so, I will not be able to live. Haridas Thakur said, yes, I will accept you. But first I have to finish by chanting. So you just sit here and listen to the chanting. And when it's finished, I'll fulfill your desire. So the young girl sat there, and Haridas went on chanting all through the night. When the young girl saw that it was morning, she got up and left. And she came before Ramchandra Khan, who said, what happened? What happened? So she told him, he's agreed. But it didn't happen last night, but probably tonight. And again she went, and again Haridas assured her, yes, yes, I will accept you. But you just sit and listen to the chanting. Don't mind, but I have this vow to chant so many malas. So, but I will accept you, but you first have to fulfill my vow of chanting. So she was waiting all night, and hearing him chanting, she also started to chant. And again the whole night passed. And again the morning came, and she was disappointed. So he told her that I have to chant, I have this vow to chant 1 crore names in a month, and tomorrow night that vow will be finished. Tonight I wasn't able to finish, but tomorrow night I will. So you can come back again. And again she offered obeisances to Tulsi, again offered obeisances to Haridas, again chanted with him. By the end of the next night, the prostitute's mind had changed. Again she offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur, but this time not in a sensuous manner meant to attract his attention, but in genuine respect. And she told him all about the plot of Ramachandra Khan. She said that, being a prostitute, I've committed unlimited sinful activities. I'm the most fallen, truly deliver me. So Haridas Thakur said, I know everything about Ramachandra Khan and his plans. He's a fool and a rascal, so I'm not upset by him. The very first day you came, I would have left here immediately. But I stayed here simply to deliver you. And the prostitute said that you please mercifully give me instruction. What should I do now? What is my duty? How can I get free from the miseries of material existence? Haridas replied, distribute all of the property in your home to the Brahmanas. Then return here and stay here. Continuously chant the holy names and serve Tulsi. And before very long, you will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. After thus instructing her, Haridas Thakur got up and left that place, all the while chanting the holy names. The prostitute followed his instructions, getting her head shaved and dressing in only one cloth. She remained in that cottage, and she also started chanting day and night, just eating very little and controlling her senses, and very soon she attained love of Krishna. She became famous in the area, and many great devotees came to see her. Everyone was astonished at the change in her character and profusely praised Srila Haridas Thakur. So Ramchandra Khan, he made a plot to defame Haridas Thakur, but instead his fame became more glorified. But Ramachandra Khan himself became destroyed by his offenses. Later, when Nityananda Prabhu visited the village of Ramachandra Khan, Ramachandra Khan, because of his attitude of offensiveness to Vaishnavas, severely offended Nityananda Prabhu. Shortly after which, his entire village was ransacked by Muslims. So this is a severe warning not to offend Vaishnavas. The result is disastrous, both materially and spiritually. Another So Haridas Thakur, he left Benapole, and after some time he came to the village of Chandpur and stayed in the house of Balaram Acharya, who was the priest of Hiranya and Govardhan, who were appointed as governmental tax collectors and who are thus very rich. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan. Balaram Acharya was much respectful to and devoted to Haridas Thakur. Also gave him a lot of mercy. So Balaram Acharya arranged for him to stay there in that village, in a small thatched cottage, where Haridas Thakur went on with his usual chanting, and he would take his meals in the house of Balaram Acharya. So Raghunath Das was just a young boy at that time, engaged in study. He came to see Haridas daily. Hiranya and Govardhan, being pious men, would arrange religious discussions in their home. Once Balaram Acharya requested Haridas Thakur to come to the learned assembly that Hiranya and Govardhan had organized. So seeing, when he arrived in the assembly of Hiranya and Govardhan, they stood up to offer respect to Haridas Thakur. That even though he was born in a Muslim family, that he was respected by their family priest, they also respected him. Falling at his lotus feet, they respectfully gave him a seat. So in that assembly were all very learned persons and respectable persons, and they all began to praise Haridas Thakur, that he is chanting 3 lakhs of the holy names daily. And naturally among the pundits, the topic turned to the Namahima, the glories of the holy name. Someone said, by chanting the holy names, all sins are destroyed. Another said, by chanting the holy names, one attains liberation. But Haridas said, these are not the actual results. The real result is to attain love for Krishna. Mukti and destruction of sins, they are secondary results of chanting the holy names. Just like the early morning sunlight, which is so dense and dark, but just when the sun, even just before the sun fully rises, the darkness starts to diminish. Haridas Thakur invited these scholars, in that assembly, there was one Gopal Chakravarti who was the chief tax collector. Not only did he have such a high position and was very rich, but he was also very young, beautiful, learned, from a high caste family, Brahmin family. But he could not tolerate, he became very upset to hear that that liberation is a result even of Namabhas, not even of a reflection of chanting the pure name, as Haridas described. He angrily said that you are all learned persons, why are you accepting the statements of this sentimentalist? Even in millions of lifetimes of following the path of Gyan, it's very difficult to attain mukti, but this person is saying that even by a reflection of chanting the holy names, one gets mukti. Undisturbed, Haridas said, why doubt? I've given so much shastric evidence in this regard that mukti is very insignificant in comparison to bhakti. Gopal Chakravarti said that if one is not liberated by Namabhas, then I'll cut off your nose. Haridas said, if by Namabhas one cannot attain mukti, I'll cut off my own nose. And everyone present there were very upset at the behavior of Gopal Chakravarti. And they got up expressing displeasure at Gopal Chakravarti. And Govardhan and Hiranya and Balarama Acharya all chastised Gopal Chakravarti. Balarama Acharya said that you've offended Haridas Thakur. In the midst of this commotion, Haridas simply got up and left. And Hiranya and Govardhan dismissed Gopal Chakravarti from his position. Govardhan and Hiranya, with all the members of the assembly, fell at the lotus feet of Haridas, begging for forgiveness. Haridas simply smiled and spoke in a sweet voice. He said, it's not your fault. Even it's not the fault of this foolish Brahman, because he's accustomed to such foolish theories. So you please all return home. Krishna will bless you. Do not be disturbed. Within 3 days, that brahmana was attacked by leprosy and his beautiful bodily features became all melted away. Haridas didn't take seriously the brahmana's offenses, but Hari did. Haridas was not happy to hear of Gopal Chakravarti's leprosy. He left that place and came to the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. And there, on the bank of the Ganga, he resided in a cave and Advaita Acharya would speak to him on the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in terms of bhakti. His Haridas Thakur was accepting food in the house of Advaita Acharya is also described elsewhere.
Advaita Acharya
description of Advaita Acharya. Now it's said that it's already described how Advaita Acharya caused Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend. Haridas also residing close to Advaita Acharya, he was chanting with the specific purpose that Krishna must descend. So these two reasons are sometimes described as the main reasons for Mahaprabhu's coming, the supplications of Advaita Acharya and Haridas.
So,
There's another incident described about Haridas Thakur, about which Krishnadas Kaviraj says, do not argue, because such incidents are beyond material reasoning. One should simply accept them on faith. One day Haridas was sitting in his cave, chanting the holy names loudly. It was the night was brightly lit by the moon. Everything was very clear and bright. And the moonlight on the Ganga made her appear very dazzling. Outside the entrance of the cave, there was tulsi. Everything looked very pleasing and beautiful. At that time, one very beautiful woman arrived there. By the effulgence of her body, the whole place became tinged with the yellow effulgence. The scent of her body spread in all directions. She was scented, and she had very beautiful ornaments that tinkled in an astonishing manner. She offered obeisances to Tulsi, circumambulated Tulsi, and then came to the cave where Haridas was chanting. Folding her hands in respect to Haridas, she sat in the doorway and spoke very sweetly. You are the friend of the whole universe. You are so beautiful and qualified. I have come here for the sake of union with you. Please be kind to me and accept me. It is the nature of sadhus to be merciful. Having said this, she manifested various gestures, such as would destroy the mental equanimity even of a great muni. But Haridas was not affected in the slightest due to his deep resolution and devotional service. In showing actual mercy to her, he began to speak. He said, I am initiated into the chanting of the holy name day and night. Until my chanting is finished, I never even think of any other desire. Only when my chanting is finished, I have the opportunity to do anything else. So you just sit here and hear the chanting. When it is finished, I shall satisfy your desires. So as previously, he went on chanting, and the woman went, as in the previous instance with the prostitute, he went on chanting and she went on hearing. And chanting went on all night, and in the morning, she got up and left. This went on for 3 days. Every day she would come and exhibit various feminine gestures that would bewilder the mind even of Lord Brahma. But Haridas was simply absorbed in the chanting of the holy names. And thus the enticements of the woman meant nothing to him. When the at the end of the third night, the woman spoke as follows to Haridas. She said, "For 3 days, you have simply cheated me by giving me assurances.
By giving me?
By promising me. But day and night, your chanting is never finished. You say when it's finished, you'll satisfy my desires, but it's never finished." Haridas said, "What can I do? Following certain rules, so how can I give them up?" And then that woman offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur. Told him, "I am Maya. I have come here to test you. I have bewildered the minds of every jiva, beginning from Brahma.
So,
you are the only one I have not been able to influence." She said that you are a great devotee. By seeing you and hearing your chanting of the holy names, my mind has become purified. And I also desire to chant the names of Krishna. Please be merciful to me and instruct me in the chanting of the holy name." She described that now is the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the flood of love of Krishna.
Pardon?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the flood of love of Krishna. Anyone who does not float in this flood is condemned. Such a person cannot be delivered even in millions of days of Brahma. Previously, I received from my husband Lord Shiva the name of Lord Ram. Now I desire to receive from you the name of Krishna. Ram Nam is Tarak, that which gives mukti. But Krishna Nam is Parak, that which gives prem. So, Haridas Thakur thus initiated her in the chanting of Krishna's names. There is no record of who is the guru of Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai, Hare Krishna.